Click kaya959.co.za. This is how we
do it. To download the Point of View podcast.
So every now and then we love bringing you a good news story because, boy, are they hard to come by. So we have on the line a grade 11 learner who entered a really interesting competition. It's Students in Antarctica. If you know Rian Mansa, you may or may not know Rian Mansa, but Rian Mansa is somebody who is an adventurous, somebody who has, you know, gone through all kinds of adventures, sailing through uncharted territories and the deeper seas and all of that, and he's also tried to challenge Antarctica. And so he has put out a call alongside government to encourage young people to think about conservation in a really deep and meaningful way. And one of the learners that we have on the line with us is Amina Chunara, I think. I hope that's how you pronounce the name. But Amina, thank you so much for talking to us. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on the show tonight, and hello to all the viewers out there. I'm so thankful and grateful for this opportunity to be speaking to you guys.
We love the energy, Amina. So, I'm not sure I have it quite the way it's supposed to be explained, but talk to us about the Students in Antarctica project.
Sure. So, firstly, I'd like to just mention, as you said previously, and I'd like to thank Rian Mansa, the explorer, who is the founder of Students in Antarctica, and as well as Altima Antarctic Expedition that actually hosts us, and they provide flights, as well as Canon and Columbia that are sponsors of these trips. So Students in Antarctica is an initiative that Rian Mansa has provided for us to allow students to travel to Antarctica to understand the impacts of climate change locally here in South Africa as well as globally. And I think it's something that is so important, number one, but also such an interesting way of actually bringing the youth to consider these initiatives and to consider these changes and, you know, how can we make a difference in tomorrow?
And so you, I'm told that you are one of the finalists, I think yes. Top five. How did you get that kind of recognition?
So we had to submit an entry video to actually enter the entire competition. And about a month later, I received an email to say you made it to the top 20 in the continent. And obviously overjoyed and so grateful, humbled for that opportunity. I think now that the pressure was more, was a bit more severe, because now everyone knows, oh my God, you made it to the top 20. Can you make it to the top 10? You know? And then we got the message to say, you made it to the top 10.
Gosh.
So now I think my nerves are even more wrecked. Oh my God, are you actually going to make it to the top 5? Are you not? Your school is counting on you. What is going to happen?
Yeah. What you're not telling us is that it wasn't just an ordinary submission. You know, you were selected as really a shining star. And I want you to talk to me about your submission. What was in the content?
Okay, so it was basically a little bit background about yourself.
Yes.
Why should you be the leader that goes to Antarctica? What difference can you make? What initiatives can you do on your return that would, make a difference in the world, that would sort of motivate youth to accompany you in doing this positive difference. So it was that, as well as, like I said, background. So I did mention that I was a volunteer for Africa Muslims Agency, as well as initiatives that I've undertaken, and my passion for the environment, sustainable projects, water projects, and, you know, humanitarian work and stuff like that. Yes.
And what are your thoughts around, you know, how are we going to get more awareness around climate change?
So I think this is one of the most asked questions, is what can this trip actually do? How is it actually going to help? This trip to Antarctica, I think, will just allow you to witness the severity of climate change firsthand, going into research labs, learning firsthand, experiencing everything firsthand, understanding that, okay, that this, what a single ice blocks that melt in Antarctica. This is what happens here in South Africa. Mm. This leads to droughts in Limpopo. This leads to, there's no water, there's no hygiene, which leads to infection outbreaks. And how I think this would basically just be that living proof or that extra motivation that is needed just to push us as well as other youth leaders that, you know what, this is a really important aspect that we really need to consider changing and taking a stance on it.
Well, look, congratulations by all account. We are very, very proud of you. I'm sure your school is very proud of you. When are you going to get the final nod?
So I think we leave, so everything is still to be finalized, but we leave for Cape Town on Monday.
Yes.
And then we depart to Antarctica on the 11th.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the cold? I mean, you're leaving somewhere here.
I don't think I've actually even processed the news as yet. I just received it yesterday and I'm like leaving next week.
Wow.
But while I am here, I'd like to take this opportunity to just congratulate all the colleagues, the other four members that have been chosen for this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and they are truly incredible, incredible individuals.
Amina, we look forward to talking to you when you get back, okay?
I look forward to sharing the experience and everything. Thank you so much.
Maybe if they allow you a satellite phone, maybe we should talk to you when you are there. Maybe.
Yes, most definitely. I think that would be, even for the youth to just listen in, get the first-hand experience, I think it would be absolutely amazing.
Well, all the best and congratulations, Amina.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Very, very much. Amina Chinara is from Linnaeus Muslim School, and she is going to Antarctica. You know, she was selected out of a lot of young people in the continent, and she's going to be joining Rian Mansa. If you know Rian Mansa, he is one of those pioneers, somebody who really has done a lot for conservation. And so the idea here is to, you know, get young people to go and engage with the climate and the environment and see, you know, what is happening with the way the climate is changing and how it's going to be affecting us and is already affecting us. So she's one of those young people who's been selected to go to Antarctica, and they leave on the 13th of December.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.